they estimate around 1 in 5 people have got low blood levels of vitamin D. So that's, you know, 1 in 5 of us walking around looking relatively healthy have got low levels. So we do, we need to get out in the sun, especially during the spring and summer. The advice is that probably during the autumn and winter, we should take a supplement of up to 10 micrograms to sort of make sure we're getting the recommended level of vitamin D.
Do you think maybe not enough of us are aware of that we probably should be taking a supplement over winter, and we don't actually realise how important vitamin D is to our bones and our general health?
Absolutely, because, you know, most of us will think, oh, well, I eat a healthy diet, I'm getting plenty calcium, I'm eating cereals or breads that are fortified. But without the vitamin D, it doesn't matter how much calcium is in your diet, your body can't absorb it if it hasn't got the vitamin D to sort of, complete the process of the absorption into your system. So, and I think you're right, people just don't realise how important vitamin D is. Vitamin D deficiency, I mean, it's terrible the what it can lead to. Rickets in children, you know, where they don't grow properly and their bones are all twisted. And these are sort of things we haven't seen since Victorian times, but they're coming back. And then in adults, it causes something called osteomalacia, which is bone pain and muscle weakness because, the bones just aren't getting enough calcium. So it really is an important public health message to get out there that we can put right quite easily, I think.
When you look on the NHS digital website to get these figures, they are actually classed under Victorian diseases. You kind of think it's a huge step back, isn't it, if there's a massive increase in this sort of deficiency in 2018?
Yeah, it is. And, you know, we can sort of, you know, point fingers and try and work out who's to blame for that. But I suppose the thing is now is, you know, which is what your program's doing so well, is to get the message out there. That brings me to the other sort of point. You know, there's now this consultation about which medications we should now get free on prescription for those that get their medicines free. And I know this is one of them. Sort of they call them, you know, the oral supplements that may be taken off that, oral nutritional supplements may be taken off that list. And it, you know, that, that's worrying because, you know, it's all very well for people like me and you who can maybe go and afford to buy these, even though they are quite cheap. For people who, you know, it's a choice between whether they can, you know, pay their bills or buy food, that would probably be the last thing they can afford to buy. And yet, it's estimated that the use of these supplements can save the NHS £101 million per year. So to me, it's a no-brainer. If people need these supplements to stop them getting rickets or the osteomalacia and things like that, that it's a very small price to pay if it can save the NHS over £100 million.